Dillingham fourth graders were treated to an out-of-this-world experience last month when they launched a weather balloon into space. The experiment was a chance for the students to actually view Dillingham from beyond the Earth's atmosphere. KDLG's Tyler Thompson has more.
Andrew Burkowski teaches his fourth grade class about space every year. This spring, he led the Kids in Space project.
Our kids can say that they've been higher than just about anybody in Dillingham.
The experiment is a first for schools in Bristol Bay. The class attached three GoPro cameras to a massive white weather balloon. The goal was to show the students what happens to an object when it's launched into space. The balloon rose more than 117,000 feet, almost four times higher than Mount Everest. Jance Fonkert is one of the students who participated in the experiment.
The higher up it goes, there's less pressure, so it gets bigger.
The balloon rose high enough to show the Earth's atmosphere and the curvature of the planet. The GoPros captured pictures at three different angles of Dillingham. Fonkert says their video proves the Earth is round, which he says some people still don't believe.
I don't understand why people think the world is flat. We have pictures to prove that the world is round.
Another student, Caitlin Colby, explains what happens when the balloon rises through the atmosphere.
There's kind of like three blankets around the atmosphere. And then once you go up to one, then it gets colder. And then we got up to the second one, which it was negative 47 degrees.
As the balloon rose, the pressure increased. When that pressure became too great, it exploded. The parachute then opened, and the device floated back down to Earth. Burkowski and his teaching partner, Adam Mead, tracked the balloon with a GPS signal. They hiked 8 hours overnight to retrieve the balloon.
It was not easy, to say the least. We had to snowshoe for about 5 miles, walk on tundra for about another six. We had to cross several creeks, several rivers, then the hunt through the woods for it.
The class collected 130 pages of weather data, including altitudes, temperatures, and barometric pressures. Burkowski says they will conduct the experiment again with next year's fourth graders. In Dillingham, I'm Tyler Thompson.